Can you hear me? Here goes. I was a war baby, born in Berlin, where we lived throughout the war years. My memory of that time is vague. I do, however, remember spending time with a lot of other people in air raid shelters after the sirens had given their warning of an imminent bomb attack, and afterwards going out and seeing the damage that had been done to the buildings. A quite different recollection I have is going to a nearby bakery for my mother. The baker, with a smile on his face, sorry, I'm a bit nervous, threatened to put me in one of his ovens, and that frightened me more than any bombs. At 5 years of age, I went to live in the country with an aunt because our mother was away a lot. My real father did not play a big part in my life, but on the few occasions that we met, I liked him. My brother Jerry and I were brought up in the Catholic faith, and I was confirmed in Germany. Our parents were not churchgoers. Mother had a faith of sorts, but she never talked about it. The war years split my parents up. Mother met an Englishman who was a major in the army. He was to become our stepfather. In 1950, he brought us to England to live. Moving to a different country, especially in the post-war years, being German, and having to learn a new language, getting used to a new culture, and trying to get to know our new stepfather. In other words, being thrown in at the deep end. All these things came at once, making life very difficult, especially at such a young age. Jerry and I regularly attended a Catholic church in Wembley, where we lived. As I grew older, I began to question the teachings of the Catholic Church. In 1964, I married Alan, who did not have a faith at all, so was on my own in that respect. For years, my faith was like the ebbing tide, coming and going, but it never left me. There was always something drawing me back. Alan and I had 3 children together. Much to my sadness, they have not been touched by my faith, but I keep praying. My first marriage fell apart. I met and eventually married my second husband, Morris. He was also a believer, and we would talk about our belief and try and sort out our doubts, things we didn't understand. Over time, we attended different churches to try and find answers. At one evangelical church, about 20 years ago now, I was going through some doubting moments. Towards the end of a very long sermon there, in a very well attended church, my experience was as though I was suddenly completely and utterly on my own in that church for I don't know how long. Then the last hymn was sung, and during that hymn I was totally overcome by the love of Jesus, after which I broke down and cried my heart out. I believe it was the Holy Spirit touching me, an experience I never forget. I lost Morris about 3 years ago, quite suddenly. 6 months after his death, I felt the need to go to church again, only having been intermittently for quite a while. I came to this little church, one of my better decisions in life. I was made so welcome and accepted as one of the church family. I liked the spontaneity of the services, the lovely hymns, and the outstanding preaching. Since coming here, I have learned about and been drawn so much closer to Jesus. I now know that he loves me and died on the cross for me, as he did for all of us. Therefore, it makes sense to take the next step along the road of my faith and be baptized. This is the wish of Jesus for all of us, and what he says, I want to do. I've just got a little poem here. The water washes over me, and in its depths I'm finally free. My sins forgiven, my soul restored. With God's love, I'm adored. Thank you.